Sanctuary vs. Ark Nova in 2026 is the faster zoo game the better by. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Sanctuary when you want the zoo building satisfaction, action card timing, and spatial puzzle in roughly an hour. Buy Ark Nova when the huge card deck, conservation race, longer arc, and a game your pair can study for dozens of sessions are the point. They share a world and design language, but Sanctuary is not Ark Nova Lite in a dismissive sense. It is a deliberately different table commitment. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice, generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which Sanctuary versus Ark Nova should you buy? Buy Sanctuary when you want the zoo building satisfaction, action card timing, and spatial puzzle in roughly an hour. Buy Ark Nova when the huge card deck, conservation race, longer arc, and a game your pair can study for dozens of sessions are the point. They share a world and design language, but Sanctuary is not Ark Nova Lite in a dismissive sense. It is a deliberately different table commitment. The verified purchase path in this guide is Sanctuary, an Ark Nova game on Amazon, Ark Nova on Amazon, Ark Nova, Marine Worlds on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard, it is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Sanctuary vs. Ark Nova actually play? Sanctuary turns animals, buildings, and conservation projects into 135 zoo tiles. Four action cards slide through strength positions, so the central puzzle is timing the right habitat action at the right power. Ark Nova is a sprawling card and map engine. Five action cards grow stronger as they move, but the enormous deck, enclosure costs, association actions, sponsors, and cross-scoring tracks create a longer strategic arc. Sanctuary feels like composing a clever zoo in one sitting. Ark Nova feels like learning an ecosystem with a regular opponent. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop, the moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Sanctuary is to Ark Nova what a sharp novella is to a large novel, related vocabulary, different promise. Cascadia is lighter and more spatially serene. Wingspan is more forgiving and card engine focused. Sanctuary occupies the useful middle where theme is rich, but the evening survives. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Fast Sanctuary, choose when 1 hour sessions and a cleaner teach decide what reaches the table. Deep Ark Nova, choose for a dedicated pair that wants card discovery and a longer strategic arc. Expand Marine Worlds, add only after base Ark Nova has earned repeated play. Stop, do not duplicate the job. Own both only when Fast Zoo Night and Long Zoo Night are genuinely separate needs. Host protect the first teach, do not explain every tile or card before anyone has taken an action. The stopping rule matters. Ark Nova provides the deeper card ecosystem but asks for a longer teach setup and session. Marine Worlds is excellent after repeated Ark Nova play, it is not part of a beginner cart. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner build a legal animal rhythm. Keep one habitat action productive instead of scattering early tiles across every idea. Regular, time the action row. A weaker action now can set up the exact high-strength action that unlocks the next turn. Advanced, draft for adjacency and timing. The best tile is the one your map and action row can exploit, not the loudest animal. Expert, race the finish you can control. In Ark Nova, know when the scoring tracks can cross. In Sanctuary, know when one more engine turn is greed. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, for Sanctuary, separate the zoo tiles by habitat and put the 4 action cards where every player can see the slide. For Ark Nova, use a card tray, explain the 5 actions before sponsors and icons, and play the first game at 2. In both, teach the job of an action before its exceptions. Solo, both support solo. Sanctuary is easier to reset and finish on a weeknight. Ark Nova gives the denser long-form puzzle and a much larger discovery deck. Solo players who dislike upkeep should start with Sanctuary. Solo players who enjoy studying a system should start with Ark Nova. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts: setup, surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Sanctuary is a standalone design, not an Ark Nova expansion. Ark Nova provides the deeper card ecosystem but asks for a longer teach, setup, and session. Marine Worlds is excellent after repeated Ark Nova play. It is not part of a beginner cart. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, additions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout: Sanctuary is not compatible expansion content for Ark Nova. Shorter does not mean strategically empty. The tile market and action timing still reward planning. Ark Nova is not automatically the better value if its session length prevents repeat play. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Sanctuary versus Ark Nova: Sanctuary is the better first purchase for families, weeknights, and groups that repeatedly reject Ark Nova because of length. Ark Nova remains the stronger long horizon hobby for a dedicated pair. If you already love Ark Nova and want more depth, buy Marine Worlds. If you want the same emotional job in less time, buy Sanctuary instead. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Sanctuary, an Ark Nova game on Amazon, Ark Nova on Amazon, Ark Nova, Marine Worlds on Amazon. Final verdict: Sanctuary is the better first purchase for families, weeknights, and groups that repeatedly reject Ark Nova because of length. Ark Nova remains the stronger long horizon hobby for a dedicated pair. If you already love Ark Nova and want more depth, buy Marine Worlds. If you want the same emotional job in less time, buy Sanctuary instead. Frequently asked questions: is Sanctuary an Ark Nova expansion? Number: Sanctuary is a standalone game with its own tiles, boards, actions, and rules. Is Sanctuary easier than Ark Nova? Yes. It is faster to teach, quicker to set up, and usually shorter, while retaining meaningful action timing and spatial planning. Should Ark Nova owners buy Sanctuary? Buy it when you want a faster zoo game. Skip it if every zoo session can already be a long Ark Nova session. Which game is better at 2 players? Both are strong. Ark Nova is deeper for a committed pair. Sanctuary is easier to table repeatedly. Does Sanctuary have solo play? Yes, it supports solo play and is substantially easier to reset than Ark Nova. When should I buy Marine Worlds? After the base Ark Nova action system and card flow feel familiar and the group wants additional variety.